Hey guys, we are the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I am your host, Tanner.
I am one of the co-hosts, Connor.
And I'm your other co-host, GT.
Guys, this podcast is centered around common themes that people in their 20s may be going through, whether it's anxiety, depression, other mental health things, relationships, and so much more. It's all about things that we're all going through together. We may think we're going through it individually, but the point of this podcast is bringing light to things that we're all going through together.
Well, we can't wait for you guys to hear about our thoughts with this. We upload weekly episodes every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. sharp, so please tune into that if you'd like to hear the episodes. We also all come together every week for a different topic, and we each share our perspective on that three times a week, so please look forward to those as well.
And you guys can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Let's Talk 20s Podcast. We look forward to seeing you guys soon.
And with that being said, please enjoy this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, no, your eyes are not deceiving you. No, your ears are perfectly fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode. Guys, we took a little hiatus. The fame kind of got to us being number one on Spotify for a consecutive 32 weeks in a row. We took a little bit of break. We became ungrounded. We forgot where we came from, how you guys made us who we are. And we were in islands for a while. You name it, Puerto Rico. We were in Dubai for a little bit. We were in Bali. The reason why we've been gone for so long, to be completely honest, is well, we're going to tell you in this episode everything that GT and I have been up to within the last 2 months, our personal lives. Unfortunately, imagine this took over priority before the podcast. We are going to seriously try to be back consistently. All this stuff that has happened within the last 2 months is somewhat kind of fizzled out a little bit, and we're going to try to be consistent again. And I apologize for the lack of updates, the lack of posting on social media and everything, but we had to take care of a few things. But I'm happy to be back. I've been excited and wanting to do it for weeks and weeks and weeks now. You know, it's something that we did every week. This is a great way for us to catch up as best friends in general. And the fact that we haven't done that in 2 months, it kind of sucked. Did you miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurt. It hurt being 2 months. So, yeah.
Hey, excited to be back, man. Excited to be back. Let's just talk about our lives real quick within the last 2 months. And by real quick, I mean, it's probably going to be a good bit of the episode titled Long Time No See. Just talking, catching up, seeing what's been going on with each other the last 2 months. Obviously, we've chatted on the phone outside of this. It's not like our first time catching up. But, dude, holy shit, so much has happened.
This is, yeah, we're letting everybody, y'all are part of this, y'all are part of everything, so, hey, you're about to find out.
Hop into it. Tell me the big, what's been going on, GT? I know there's something big going on.
Well, your boy is now engaged. It was awesome. It was best moment. Best moment of my life.
I know that last time we talked, I believe, was the episode before you went on your cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen to occur during the cruise?
Mm-hmm. It happened in Puerto Rico. So we were in Old San Juan, Puerto Rico, and it was right at, it's called Del Fuerte del Castillo, like Del Burro, something like that. I have a photo of it. Give me 1 second.
Guys, he doesn't know where he proposed.
It's Castillo San Felipe del Moro.
Okay. That is a ton full though to remember.
Yeah, like.
I'll give you that.
No, you want to know what it is? It's Castillo San Felipe del Moro.
I'm not saying he's racist, guys. I'm not saying he's racist, but. No, dude, you got engaged. That is so awesome. I know that you and Addison have been dating for
over 3 years.
I was gonna say 3 years, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I know she has been waiting, as most of women do, waiting for that moment. What was her reaction?
Absolutely. 100%. She was caught off guard, but did not help that. Oh, yeah. We're going to make this fun. People are going to love this episode. So my parents, for and people who are listening who know my parents, My dad always wears a long sleeve t-shirt, always wears like a relaxed t-shirt. My mom normally wears like jean shorts and like a shirt, or wears like a little dress, right? Not a little dress, but like a long dress, but like not too long. I don't know, whatever you girls call it. But, and
a dress?
My, no matter, man, shut up. So, my dad wore a nice long sleeve shirt, khaki pants, and nice shoes. My little sister was wearing like some nice clothes, almost like 3/4 sleeves with pants. My brother was in a polo and jeans. My mom was in a nicer dress. It's 90 degrees outside. So we're walking around, and meanwhile, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt and in tennis shoes. And Addison is in her little, like, athletic dress because it's hot.
Way to go. Way to go, GT. You planned it so well.
Although, shit, if she was on, she would tell you that I didn't plan it as well as I should have because it was in my backpack. So, get ready. Because right before I proposed, don't laugh. It was in my backpack. And I told her,
I gave her a speech. It's my first time hearing this part.
Hey, Tanner, get ready. So I had the backpack on, and I did my speech, and I gave her the finger, and then I went in my backpack, and I pulled it out.
And then I said, this GT thing I've fucking heard in my life, bro. Oh, my God.
Dude, oh. And she says that all the time. She's like, that's such a you thing. Like, you would do something like that.
Bro, so why would you do that? You know what you're
bro,
doing.
Bro, because she's literally putting her hands on my pockets. But I'm like, and all that because she loves me. And she wants to, you know, walk with me and all that. What? Like, I don't want to look like I have a tumor on my leg or something like that. Like, come on, man.
Like, oh, my God.
They're like, what's you going on? Like, why is your chest out like a box?
You gave her the hold on finger.
And I was like, one second. She's like, I could feel it. She was probably looking at me like, are you kidding me? Just,
you know what, though? At the end of the day, it's not about, but I mean, caught her it's off honestly, guard. Yeah, yeah. Well, and honestly, making it like kind of funny like that, that's something that you will remember. I feel like sometimes there's too much of an emphasis on making it too perfect or trying to make it as perfect as possible. And then you lose sight of like the whole moment of it being authentic and
exactly.
You know, so good for, bro, I'm happy for you both. She's a wonderful woman. You're a great guy.
She is.
You know, you guys have been together for a minute.
Oh yeah, she deserves all of it. So, but yeah, man, it was nice. So rings paid off in full. So all you ladies are like, is it paid off? Yes, it's paid off in full. Period.
And you're officially off the market, bro. You know,
yeah.
Being the number one podcast in the world. I mean, let's be honest. When we were traveling the world and shit, there were a lot of women.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
I'm taken and I'm locked down. What's popping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
World?
Not even equivalent to being proposed. Well, in some people's eyes, it might be. But Cam and I. Let me rephrase that. Let me back up a little bit. To be honest.
Come on,
Cameron. During the last few weeks of school, she told me that she really wanted a dog, but she's been saying that for years and years. Mm-hmm. And she found a breeder on Facebook. She said, oh my gosh, Golden Retrievers, like, that's what I want. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's really cool, honey. And then a few days later, she said, I'm going there on Friday. You're coming with me. We're looking at a dog. I'm like, fuck, here we go. Long story short, Cameron and I now have he's 10 weeks old, a 10-week-old Golden Retriever boy, and he's going to be like a red Golden Retriever, like one of the dark red ones. And it's completely, she's the one who paid for the dog, and Cameron and
so
I still don't
boy.
Live together, so she's, yeah, 100%. That is her dog. She's doing fantastic, taking care of him and training him and the whole nine yards, and I'm just the dad that shows up every day for a few hours or every other day and hang out. So I feel bad in that regard, but super excited, man, because, you know,
what's
I'm a dog person.
Name?
Yeah, he's a cutie, but, man, he is a biter. He is a puppy. He's growing like crazy. He's a little shit. he definitely knows what he is and is not supposed to do. He's a pretty smart dog, but so that's what I've been doing for a little while. No, he does not.
No, especially to you, he don't listen.
I'm not going to bring up the controversy of whether or not he likes me or Cameron more. No. I don't know. Yeah. That's on the down low. But, really excited to be a dad of some sorts now, and it's going to be great for her and I to, you know, start taking care of a little something. Yeah, and here on out, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be a father. We're going to have kids while this dog is still alive, if all goes well. We're going to have kids while this dog is still alive, and then I'm going to be a father. Like, I'm already going to be a father the rest of my life now, which was a pretty scary thought. But
That is scary. Dude, and since I've now proposed and engaged, I have a nephew who I've been my nephew for a while. Not quite official yet. Her family likes to joke about that and go, it's not official yet. And I'm like, kiss my ass.
You're not married yet.
He's 10 months. That dude, I mean, the happiest freaking baby in the world.
Really?
Dude, he's such a good baby. He's so happy. He, like, when he sleeps, that boy sleeps. But damn, he got a big head.
Damn. Terrible there. Dude, hey, all that knowledge he's getting out there.
He better. He's a smart baby, dude. He's strong, too. He's like, he's a big baby. He's 10 months, bro, and he's 22 pounds.
I don't know what's normal, what's not, but that does sound like an absurd fucking weight for a 10-month-old child.
He's a big boy. You know what's funny is we were out one time. Swear to God, I'm not making this up. We were at a vineyard, right? We were at a winery.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, of course they have him out. We're all just hanging out. It's me, my fiance, her mom, her sister, her brother-in-law, and Logan, our nephew. We're out there. We're hanging out. And I'm holding on to him. And we're, like, looking in the mirror, looking at our reflections because he loves it. Loves it. And then some woman comes walking out, and it's like, oh, that's a pretty, like, that's such a good-looking baby. It's like, I can tell that's a breastfed baby. And then I was, like, in my head, I'm like, huh? What does that mean? But, like, I was putting two and two together. I was like, you trying to call him a big baby? Like, and so she's like, yeah, I was a lactation nurse. I was like,
what?
Who asked? Just... None of us have. We are all drinking wine, hanging out on a Saturday. We don't want to talk about a lactation nurse and her. That's a breastfed baby. What about Mom's a powdered crazy. Baby? What's a powdered baby look like? Small, skinny. You never know.
But people are yeah, weird, and man, are they getting out of pocket, bro. People just don't care anymore.
Dude, if we're going to go down this road, it's going to be a funny episode.
People are just out of pocket.
People are so weird nowadays.
No, that's true.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I just try to stay in my lane and pray to God that I have minimal interaction.
It doesn't come in your lane.
Yeah, exactly.
You're staying far on the other side of the road.
I am, man. Keep that shit away. I'm already weird enough.
Dude, people suck at driving now, too. I almost got hit today on the way home. Get y'all's lives together, people.
I can't talk about that. I'm going to lose my mind if I talk about driving.
Hit. Why do people just suck at driving? Like, if you get off the phone or, like, pay attention or, you know what, go take a class. How about this? Go take a class.
I feel like the last few episodes we recorded before this hiatus, I talked about driving almost every episode. Nothing's changed. It's gotten worse.
It's, yes.
It's gotten
day in, day,
worse.
Day in, day out.
That's 100%. Like, it's literally the equivalent of sucking at, like, walking without tripping on yourself or just not knowing how to brush your teeth or something. Like, it's such a routine, a common thing. Task
you do it
that we
every
do.
Day.
Multiple times.
Like,
you know?
I mean, besides the people who have just I'm going to say limitations.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh. I'll be the a-hole to say it. Okay. It's a little different, but no, for most people.
Let's go back real quick.
He says rewind.
Rewind? Go ahead. Talk about that. What do you mean by limitations? What do you?
So we're gonna say challenges. Okay. A little, maybe obstacles.
Capro, stop. You're making it worse. Than I know what you said the first time.
But no, man, like, think about it. If you drive to work and you drive home, you do it so much. How do you suck so much?
Mm. Man, you're off to a hot start, GT. You're off to a hot start.
2 month hiatus and we're back.
We are back, baby. Oh, dude, shit.
I just don't get it.
No, like, I get it.
Get your lives together. Stop drinking before you drive.
It's like I can almost tell a lot about your personality by how shitty you drive. Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, she has such a bubbly personality. She drives like crazy taxi. Let's not start this.
It's like, if you don't give a shit about how you're driving and how you're almost killing yourself on a daily basis, I can't even imagine yourself, what your attitude
other people.
Is. Other people. But imagine what your attitude is, GT, about things you don't actually give a shit about. You think people care about getting from point A to point B safely, but imagine about things that they don't give a shit about and they drive like that. To get back on track, though, was there anything else that's been going on in your life, GT? Because I got one more milestone, too, I want to share with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, just been 2 more months into the job, full-time job, loving every little bit of it. I've made some good friends at work. I met some really cool people, and it's a good job.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're staying busy, but you're staying busy in a good way, man.
Absolutely. But Tanner, you got one more. You got another big thing.
Yeah.
Tell us, brother.
I will, brother. Something that I've talked about on the podcast for God numerous times over the last 8 months and everything is, but the grad school and starting grad school and how I had a little additional pressure on me with my grades and everything. I was on academic probation and how I really needed to perform well this past semester to stay in a program, because I'm an open book, you know how I am, man. I just say how it is, and so that was something that's really weighing on my chest for the last 8 months, and really trying to put in extra time, staying after class on campus every day with a few of my friends, and really just trying to put in a work to stay in a program, right? Happy to say that after the finals and then my homework practical, which is essentially a huge culmination of everything I've learned through really any of the classes this whole year. I passed everything and got 4 A's and 2 B's, which was enough for me to get out of the academic probation. So right now I just finished my first day of my first clinical rotation through school, which is me working at a PT clinic, shadowing a physical therapist right now, working there for free, but slowly learning the ropes, shadowing them, becoming hands-on with their patients, like actually being able to do stuff. But so moving on with that, becoming a second-year PT student, I just know it's something that a lot of people who have watched or friends of myself or know me personally, that's been such a huge stressor for me and something I've really prayed for, something that I've really struggled with mentally of, do I belong here? Am I good enough? It's just something that's been really cool to celebrate within this last week. I've had a previous week off school and just to kind of detox and everything and just to hang out with Cameron more and everything. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. So I just wanted to share that with everyone who I maybe don't talk to on a day-to-day basis, but who's rooted for me, you know, on and off camera. It's just been really nice. So just want to share that. Put that in the universe, yes, baby. I do belong there. No, come on.
Yes, sir. You more than belong.
Appreciate that. Praise to God. I just needed to. And then what's crazy, too, is the last 2 months, I've really tried to change my mental of doubting myself to the positive affirmations. And I honestly think that, bro, and I truly mean that that really helped me long term, and it's currently helping me, whether it's with the anxiety or stress or whatever in general, to have a better outlook on myself, to realize that the positive outlook I had on myself really helped me become more confident. And honestly, I think it just helped my studying and retention of the material in general. So practice what you preach.
I think it also calms you down, and because you put so much on yourself, dude. Like I know that you know that you do, but I don't think you know the like magnitude of how much you put on yourself and how much weight you put on your own back yourself, not by others, but yourself. And that's where I feel like my role as like a best friend and a really good friend and a brother is I try to help take that off your back and have you realize, not obviously like, oh, like I'm going to take the burden off of you, because obviously that wasn't put on me because of different circumstances, but I try to alleviate where I can and try to help you like let that stuff go.
For sure. 100%, man. Yeah, I definitely put like an unhealthy amount of stress on myself. But you've known me for 10 years, and I feel like for most of those 10 years, I've always been like that.
You have.
And I don't know why or how it started, to be honest with you, and how long it's been like that. But it is an unhealthy amount, and I think I've gotten better at it. But yeah, these you last have. 8 months, dude, the last 8 months, I mean, it was just like, it was necessary almost to a degree. I had to, because it was my only, I put all my eggs in a basket. And then I went and got more eggs. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was it for me. And you tried to
pack them suckers into the grass in the basket.
Yeah. So, no, I completely agree with the second part of that. You saying that your role in my life has definitely, you and a few others such as Cameron, how you guys are able to view things of a more neutral and positive outlook, really helps me kind of calm myself down and realize that this too shall pass. And definitely something I know I've mentioned on the podcast a few times, that kind of outlook that I've tried to adopt and have adopted more and more. It definitely helps for the overthinkers, the high anxiety individuals. Thank you for being that kind of person in my life.
Yeah, man. You know I'm here for you. And this is how we do, baby. It's what family does.
That was gangster. That was poetic as fuck is what that was. That was the GTism of the episode right there. God damn. That's how we do, baby. That's how we do.
That's how we move.
Oh shit, he's looking at the camera now. He's not even looking at me anymore. He's talking to you guys.
Positive moves only. Damn. No back. Straightforward. Either get past or left behind. What you want. Come with it. Come with the movement. Boss.
Anyways.
I got him. Got him, people.
You got me. You got me, man. What else is going on, dude? What else is going on?
Just got travel balls starting up. Got that going. So, yeah, man. Got that going. Planning for a wedding, which can be chaotic because everyone wants their 2 cents. And everybody thinks that they just get to put whatever opinion they want out there and they think that's going to happen. It's not how that works. It's funny, right? You know, because your wedding went how you wanted it does not mean that's how ours is going to go. So let's hit the brakes.
No, it's 100% right. It's hard, especially when you want to make your family and loved ones happy. And on top of that, a lot of those loved ones who are giving their opinions that you really want to please. You also add in the fact that they are paying for a portion or a significant portion of your wedding, and then you almost feel obligated.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing.
It's a tough balance.
Do you do what they tell you to and you feel the pressure, or do you say, screw off? Thank you for the money. It's a hard thing because
it's a balance. I mean,
bro, you're walking on eggshells regardless.
You don't want to step on a bad egg.
No. No, it's either your wife's eggs or her family's or your family's eggs. Like, you can't please.
Oh, gosh.
No. Or even those three parties alone. You can't please everyone during a wedding. It's impossible.
And then you want to put other people besides them in there? Oh, God. What? Never.
Right, because, I mean, I personally haven't given you any of my opinions, but as soon as I do, I hope that they're immediately met, my demands and
yeah, that's what I expect. That's what my life is, you know? God just put me on this earth to just make you happy and just do whatever your commands and demands are.
Hey, before we start recording, you indirectly told me that I'm going to be your best man, so the best man needs to have some sort of say into the wedding, right?
I would like the people, I like us to take a poll.
Let me rephrase that. People can have opinions, and there are some, there is some great advice out there that people have done.
Absolutely.
You know, mom and pop's trying to look out for you and all that shit for sure. But at the end of the day, the only people that need to be happy is you and Addison.
Exactly.
The two people getting married.
Yeah, but, man, that's because I think that's the word that you can't use. You can't incorporate everybody's opinions and views. But we got time. So
yeah,
we're going to see.
Are you guys shooting for 25 or 26?
25.
25, wow.
Dude, okay. I'll be married before you.
Probably. A lot of people.
That's...
A lot of people will. My sister is going to as well. Oh my God. I fucking forgot about that too.
You
Tatum got engaged.
Bring that up?
I'm sorry, bro. Tatum got engaged too. My sister got engaged. So congrats to Tatum and Morgan. It's not
congrats
like I forgot.
To you guys.
It's just hard to think of everything that's happened in the last 2 or 3 months, man.
Didn't they get engaged right before the cruise as well? Or was that... No.
Shit. I'll be honest. I really don't remember the exact date. I don't remember the exact date. I'm going to be completely honest. But yeah, Tatum and Morgan got engaged. So by the grace of God, I actually have a brother.
Going.
Dude, she... I mean, I'm proud of everyone
She's
in my
teaching,
family.
Has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Has a fiance. They're looking and having a wedding.
Paying for her own, everything on her own. She actually just accepted a new job. So she was teaching at a middle school, but now she accepted a job at what is known as the best school within the county at a high school. So she'll be doing high school math now. I hope you've been doing well. Honestly,
exactly.
Everyone who's listening and watching, you know, it's funny. I've had, so Cam's mom asked me, Cameron asked me, Tatum's asked me, Connor's asked me, Jake, Tommy's asked me. A few other people in my life within the last few weeks have asked if we're done with this thing, if we're even still doing a podcast and all that. And it's really cool to know that I didn't tell anyone, I didn't post anything saying that we're taking a break. But the fact that people are still trying to like figure out if we're still going, and I don't know. I just thought that was I just want to shout out those people, and I'm sure there were others that I forgot. But we're back. I hope you guys have been doing well, and I appreciate you guys asking if we're going to continue this podcast. Yes, we're going to try to be consistent now.
We're here.
Oh my
God. And we're back.
Not this character, bro. I don't know who this is.
Back and better.
Possibly. Listen, guys, we're going to try to transition the podcast. You know, the vice serious topics is something that we always will be like a foundation of this podcast. However, we're going to try to incorporate different things, you know, have episodes like this where it's just GT and I talking, some things that are specific, but not necessarily advice based. We're going to try to honestly bring in a guest. I know we keep saying we're going to bring on guests, but really try to lock in, grind it out, and bring some guests in on a monthly basis for sure. And just see where this thing takes us. I think with Connor leaving, it being GT and I, and us taking a 2-month break, I think GT and I both are kind of ready for a new chapter of this podcast. And we're still going to, like I said, foundation of this podcast is the advice, mental health, all that good stuff. But it's okay to change it up every once in a while and just see how it goes. And if you guys like it, obviously we'll know if you guys like it or not. And let us know and we'll take that feedback to heart.
Absolutely. 100%.
Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
What's up, brother?
Okay. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Let's Talk 20s podcast. It's been a minute. Once again, whoever does or does not listen to this, I appreciate everything you've done up until this point. We love you guys for real. Gigi and I are excited to be back. I hope you guys are excited to listen to this episode. Long time, no see. Guys, take care of yourselves. And until the next one.
Mic drop.